21. Jonah. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, a great city far to the east, and tell the people there that they were doing wrong and needed to change. Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't like the people of Nineveh. He didn't think they deserved a warning. So, instead of going east to Nineveh, Jonah went west. He went to the port of Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, the opposite direction, paid his fare, went below deck, and fell asleep. God sent a violent storm. The waves crashed over the ship. The wind howled. The sailors were terrified. They threw cargo overboard to lighten the ship. They prayed to their gods. Nothing worked. And through all of it, Jonah was asleep in the bottom of the boat. The captain found him. "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will save us." The sailors cast lots to find out who had brought this disaster on them, and the lot fell on Jonah. He admitted it. "I'm running from the God who made the sea and the land. Throw me overboard and the storm will stop." They didn't want to. They tried rowing harder first, but the storm only got worse. So they picked Jonah up and threw him into the sea. Immediately, the storm stopped. The water went calm. But Jonah didn't drown. God sent a great fish, and the fish swallowed him whole. Jonah was inside that fish for 3 days and 3 nights. It was dark, and it was terrible, and Jonah prayed. Then God spoke to the fish, and the fish spit Jonah out onto dry land. God told Jonah again, "Go to Nineveh." This time, Jonah went. He walked through the enormous city and announced that God had seen their wickedness. And an amazing thing happened. The people of Nineveh listened. From the king all the way down to the poorest person, they stopped doing the wrong things they'd been doing. They changed. And Jonah was angry about it. He sat outside the city, sulking. "I knew it," he said to God. "I knew you were a gracious God, slow to anger, full of mercy. That's why I ran. I knew you'd forgive them." God let a vine grow up over Jonah to give him shade, and Jonah was happy about the vine. Then God sent a worm to eat the vine, and it withered. The sun beat down, and Jonah was furious. He said he was angry enough to die, not about the people, not about the city, but about a plant. God said, "You're upset about a vine that you didn't plant and didn't grow, that came up in a night and died in a night. Shouldn't I be concerned about Nineveh, a city with more than 120,000 people?" That's where the book ends. God asks the question, and Jonah doesn't answer. Maybe because the answer is obvious. If you run from what you're supposed to do, you'll usually get there eventually, just the hard way. And don't be angry when other people receive mercy. You needed it too. Jonah 1 through 4.